Egypt's Electricity Crisis, a Looming Threat to Tourism. By Mohamed Sabri. In July 2023, Egypt's usually warm climate took a dramatic turn, pushing the nation's power infrastructure to its brink. The mercury levels, reaching a staggering 40 to 45 degrees Celsius, led to an overwhelming demand for electricity. This surge, combined with an already overburdened national grid, triggered widespread power outages, throwing the daily lives of many into chaos. As the country scrambled to manage this energy crisis, the tourism sector, a cornerstone of Egypt's economy, emerged as particularly vulnerable. With tourists expecting consistent power in hotels and resorts, especially in the bustling coastal areas during the summer season, the stakes have never been higher. This unfolding scenario not only underscores the immediate challenges but also beckons a deeper exploration into the broader implications for Egypt's future. A proactive approach amidst the heatwave, with the national grid under immense pressure due to the surge in electricity consumption, the Egyptian government has been compelled to take swift and decisive actions to mitigate the crisis. The government introduced a series of emergency measures, one of which was introducing work-from-home policies for select public sector employees. This move, specifically implemented on Sundays, aimed to reduce the load on the power grid during peak hours, thereby ensuring a more equitable distribution of electricity. However, the most noticeable and arguably the most impactful measure has been the implementation of scheduled power cuts. While this might seem like a drastic step, it was deemed necessary to prevent a complete grid failure. These scheduled outages primarily targeted residential buildings, ensuring that the daily lives of the majority of Egyptians were least affected. But in a testament to the government's commitment to safeguarding essential services, critical establishments like hospitals, strategic infrastructures, and tourist hotspots were exempted from these outages. This not only ensured the continuity of medical services but also mitigated the effects on the tourism sector, a significant contributor to Egypt's economy. Another measure, though less direct but equally significant, was the decision to reduce lighting in public areas managed by the government. By dimming street lights and other non-essential public lighting, the government aimed to conserve energy, ensuring that it could be redirected to more critical areas. Sports, a significant part of Egyptian culture and daily life, wasn't left untouched by these measures. The government rescheduled sports events to conclude before sunset. This decision was made to conserve energy in athletic facilities, which often consume vast amounts of electricity during nighttime events. While these measures might seem temporary, they are expected to remain in place until the end of August. However, there's a possibility of extension until mid-September if the high temperatures persist. The government's proactive approach, while commendable, also underscores the need for a more sustainable energy infrastructure. With global trends moving towards renewable energy sources, it's imperative for Egypt to consider integrating these into its national grid. This not only ensures a more resilient power infrastructure but also aligns with global sustainability goals. Tourism industry, navigating the power crisis. The tourism sector finds itself at a crossroads amidst the ongoing electricity crisis. The sector, which thrives on offering visitors an unparalleled experience, now grapples with the daunting challenge of ensuring uninterrupted power supply. The implications are manifold. On one hand, there's the tangible impact on operations, from hotels in bustling Cairo to resorts in serene coastal areas. The power outages threaten to tarnish the image of Egyptian hospitality. On the other, there's the intangible yet equally pressing concern, the fears and apprehensions of tourists. Visitors, many of whom choose Egypt for its rich history and pristine beaches, now have an added layer of uncertainty to contend with. As the industry navigates this turbulent phase, the burden is on stakeholders, from hoteliers to policymakers, to alleviate these fears and ensure that Egypt remains the sought-after tourist destination it has always been. Challenges and concerns. The shift towards green energy in Egypt's tourism sector is marked by both promise and challenges. Among the concerns is the initial investment required to integrate renewable energy sources. For many hotels, especially the smaller establishments, the upfront costs of solar panels and other green technologies can be daunting. This financial strain is further compounded by the anticipated timeline for these energy sources to become fully operational and start delivering returns. Recognizing the financial constraints, especially for smaller hotels, there's a growing emphasis on soft payment loans. These tailored financial solutions aim to alleviate the burden of the initial investment, making green energy transitions more accessible and feasible. Yet, amidst these challenges, attempts to keep crises under control are made by large hotels. For instance, the JW Marriott is Egypt's first solar-powered hotel. JW Marriott has not only reaped the benefits of sustainable energy but has also set a benchmark for others to follow. Encouraged by this move, many other hotels are now following JW Marriott's lead. The dilemma of fuel generators in the face of persistent power outages, many establishments within Egypt's tourism sector have turned to fuel generators as a short-term solution. These generators, while providing an immediate respite from electricity cutbacks, come with their own set of challenges. Their operation often results in increased carbon emissions, contributing to environmental degradation and moving away from global sustainability goals. This reliance on non-renewable energy sources poses a divergence from the growing global emphasis on green and sustainable energy solutions. Furthermore, from an economic perspective, the continuous use of fuel generators places a substantial financial burden on hotels. The costs associated with fuel procurement, generator maintenance, and potential retrofitting of infrastructure can quickly escalate, straining the financial resources of many establishments, especially the smaller ones. In essence, while fuel generators offer a temporary solution to the electricity crisis, their environmental impact and economic implications present a complex dilemma for hoteliers. The Red Sea Governorate, as an example, the Red Sea Governorate, with its azure waters and golden sands, has always been a hotspot for tourists. However, the recent electricity crisis has posed significant challenges to the region's hospitality sector. High-rise hotels, which offer breathtaking views of the Red Sea, are particularly vulnerable to power disruptions. Even a brief power outage can disrupt essential services, potentially affecting the guest experience. Several hotels in the region have taken proactive measures in response to the crisis. Sheraton Soma Bay Resort, located in one of the most picturesque parts of the Red Sea province, this resort has invested in advanced energy storage solutions. These systems store excess energy during low demand periods and release it during power outages, ensuring guests enjoy a seamless experience. Steigenberger Aldau Beach Hotel. This hotel has adopted a hybrid approach, combining solar energy with traditional power sources. This ensures that even if one source fails, the other can compensate, minimizing disruptions. Hurghada Marriott Beach Resort. Recognizing the need for sustainable energy solutions, this resort has initiated the integration of solar panels. This move aims to ensure an uninterrupted power supply while also reducing the hotel's carbon footprint. While the transition to green energy solutions requires significant initial investment, the long-term benefits, both in terms of cost savings and environmental impact, are undeniable. Moreover, with the Egyptian government offering incentives for sustainable projects, the shift towards renewable energy is gaining momentum in the Red Sea province. Embracing green energy for a sustainable future, the recent electricity crisis has prompted Egypt's hospitality sector to reconsider its energy strategies. Dr. Dalia Adel Nakla, an esteemed environmental engineering and management consultant with over 25 years of experience, highlights the importance of sustainable energy solutions in these challenging times. One of the standout initiatives she emphasizes is the Green Stars Hotel Rating System. This system incentivizes hotels to adopt eco-friendly practices, offering them a competitive edge. Hotels that showcase a commitment to sustainable energy solutions earn green stars, signaling their dedication to environmental responsibility to consumers. In parallel, the hospitality sector, especially in tourism-centric regions like the Red Sea Governorate, is actively recognizing the value of sustainable energy. Establishments like the Hurghada Marriott Beach Resort are at the forefront of this transition. The shift to solar energy was not just about addressing the power crisis. It's about envisioning a sustainable future for our guests and the environment, said the resort's general manager. This shift not only promises uninterrupted service for guests, but also prepares hotels for potential future energy challenges. Moreover, Sharm el-Sheikh, a renowned tourist destination, showcased its preparedness during the crisis. Dr. Nakhla notes, Sharm el-Sheikh was equipped with numerous renewable energy projects implemented during COP27. This foresight meant many hotels in the area could depend on solar water heaters and solar panels amidst the power outages, reinforcing Sharm el-Sheikh's reputation as a green charm, a beacon of sustainable tourism. The way forward. The 2023 electricity crisis has underscored the pressing need for Egypt's tourism sector to innovate and adapt. With the industry's reputation and substantial revenue at stake, the urgency is substantial. However, the silver lining is the promising adoption of green energy solutions. By embracing sustainable practices, hotels can not only ensure premium service quality but also make a meaningful contribution to global environmental conservation efforts. As we gaze into the future, one thing is clear: for Egypt's tourism industry to thrive, sustainability isn't just a choice, it's a necessity.